Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, and we've got a topic that's super important, and it is, how do you figure out what is just exactly the right, best, absolutely the best hypnosis training for you and organization for after you get done? And I brought in one of my favorite hypnosis trainers. She's a five-pather like I am. Erica Flint, what you got for us?
Hey, Cal, great to be here. I get this question a lot as a professional hypnosis trainer. How do you pick the best hypnosis training? And I talk with a lot of people who are interested in helping people and, getting a fulfilling and lucrative career, but there's a lot of choices out there and they're not really sure what to do. And so they end up, asking me, how do you choose the best hypnosis training? Now, I'm sure that you get this a lot too, don't you?
I do, and the thing is there's so much, there's a politically incorrect word, BS out there about this. And because it's really most places it's unregulated. So many people out there that they attended a workshop somewhere and they decide, well, that guy had like 30 people in that course. They made a lot of money. I'm going to do that too. And they just don't know what they're doing, and they provide nothing after you graduate. So there you go. Back to
And
you.
that, right, absolutely. And so what ends up happening is I get a lot of folks who are coming to me seeking additional hypnosis training because they don't feel like they have what they don't know what to do next. And so what can happen and what seems to be happening a lot is there's a lot of schools that have some video recordings and are expecting their students to do a significant amount of their training either before or after the regular hypnosis training on their own. And a lot of these folks don't realize that part of this training is expected. Oh, you're supposed to do this on your own. It's not in front of an instructor. And we know how important it is. If you want really good hypnosis training, if you want to help people with some of the hardest things that they've ever experienced in their entire life, you really want excellent training. You want hands-on training. You want supervised training from someone who's been doing it for a really long time, like you, even in the profession over 20 years, Cal,
Well,
right?
and you're like over 10 years or something like that, right?
10 years. Yep.
10 years. Oh my gosh. That's
I know. It's such an honor. It's such an honor. Cal spent 10
know,
years as a five-pather,
I
right?
know. Hey, I will say
And this
one
is
more
part of
thing.
my story, right? Because I went to a different school first, too. And then I found five-path. So I specifically know how important it is to get modern and professional hands-on training. But things have changed in 10 years, haven't they?
Yes, when I started off, it was a jungle out there. And if you haven't got a guide to help you, even today, it can be a jungle out there because some trainers and some organizations, this is awful. It's almost as if they wanted you to fail. They'll give you just an introductory level, like a nursing 101 course. You see, you can't take a nursing 101 course, then start working as a nurse, right? You learn some vocabulary, you learn some principles and some history and that kind of thing. And then that's the way they teach hypnosis. And you can't start seeing clients like that. Then what they do is they say, oh, well, you're having trouble with that. Maybe you should take NLP. Oh, maybe you should take some of the Ericksonian, or maybe you should actually do handwriting analysis, or maybe, and I just go on and on and on. And what happens is because they're not masters, they can't help you become a master. And instead, you become a jack of all trades, master of none. And with the five pathers, what we do is we give you deep training that allows you to start seeing clients right after you graduate. And then, as your professional development, which you have in every profession, you can go deeper, deeper, deeper into what you already know. And that is how to help clients succeed, right?
Absolutely. And you want to leave with confidence, right? This is really what it comes down to. When you feel confident as a hypnotist, it's going to be easy for you to help your client do the hardest thing that they've ever done, or at least they've perceived they've ever done in the world. And so, it's hard for folks, I think, to get a lot of confidence when they're just studying and practicing on their own. And so when they leave our course or they leave a class of like five path, which is 7 straight days or 7 days, right? And these 7 days, it is immersive. It is transformative. We anticipate and expect our students in that class to have a transformational experience with hypnosis that changes everything for them. And that experience and the story they get to tell and the confidence that it builds in them is precisely what helps them go out and really truly serve and help people out there because they know it's worked for them.
You know, I like that one thing you talked about, to have that personal transformative experience, because I call it become a true believer, right? And when you have that transformational experience in class, or you're in with your classmates and you're watching Elizabeth transform or Richard transform or Pat transform, and then you go, wow, this stuff really works because these are my classmates. They're like me. And so that's a huge thing, right?
Right. And, you know, we have, I'm sure that your classes are like this too, but our classes are definitely cohort, meaning there is a before and after class. Students are coming to class. They're having massive transformational experience. And there's like, wow, well, ever since class, right? I mean, it is a real before experience. And then I came to hypnosis training and wow, mind blow, changes, getting back on track, learning and applying things, yes, seeing their colleagues and their students shift and change, and learning from that and applying it to themselves. So it's a massive transformational experience that we want. I think I want every hypnotist who's studying hypnosis to have a transformational experience, to have a mind blow, to have these types of things in class. And that's why, you know, we have them intentionally, right?
You know, as we were talking, I'm writing up a little, I'm sorry. As we were talking, I'm writing up a little checklist, right? I'm thinking, okay, so here's the things that you could check for, right? And one of the things you're talking about before I get into it is like, we'll be at the National Guild of Hypnotists weekend, or I'll be at the Solid Gold speaking, or you'll be at the Solid Gold weekend speaking, right? We've both done that a couple times. Yep. And you'll see that it's not just people who are coming into the profession for the first time that are seeking out five-path training, but also frustrated hypnotists. And the thing is, they say, it's my fault, I know it's my fault. No, 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 it's not your fault. There's things that were not provided to you that help you make that leap from classroom to clients. All right. So you don't know what's coming. I'm going to name some off and you can say some things about it. Okay.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. So how important do you think it is to have a systematic approach to doing clients and learning hypnosis? Oh,
it is the most important thing. It really is, because you don't want to have to be considering or thinking or judging or analyzing what's going on in your session. You just really don't want to do that. This is what causes anxiety and stresses new hypnotists out there trying to figure it out as they go. Get rid of that.
Right. It doesn't build confidence, does it, if you don't know what you're going to do next, right?
Right. Right. What should I do? What script? What technique? What do I do if my client says this? What do I do if my client says that? Oh, help. They brought in some. I mean, it's just, you know, it goes on and on and on. Whereas
And your clients pick up on that uncertainty, right? All right, cool. Here's another one. How important is it for you think for like demonstration of what they're learning, like either videos or live demonstrations in the class or something experiential?
You're coming up with an excellent list here, Cal, because I mean, that is paramount. I don't want to put it above a systematic approach, because a systematic approach is strategic, okay? It's foundational. But if you don't get an example, or if you can't actually see it applied, nobody just wants to read it from a book or watch a video. You really have to have the hands-on and see it and watch it and do it yourself, right? So that is absolutely, you're not going to have confidence without that. Right. And it's going to answer a million questions for you that you don't even realize that you had.
You know, for example, tell them about how we do a time tunnel on people in class.
Right.
And how
so if
found a demo that is for everyone else in the class.
Right. So this often happens when we are practicing seventh path, which is an excellent self-hypnosis technique that as part of our five path training, our students can choose to become a certified trainer in five path too, or in seventh path, which is excellent for your practice. So in class, as our students, they might be experiencing hypnosis, they might be emoting, they're sharing. And then as the trainer, I get to do the time tunneling technique with the student. I get to invite them, hey, would you like a different experience, or would you like some help with that? And we get to do a real-time age regression, the time tunneling technique, right there in class. Now, students are having massive insight. They're emoting, they're sharing, they're getting rid of decades of misunderstanding. They're feeling like they belong again, right? So we're seeing really a really excellent demonstration of what some students might be a little nervous about with age regression, or what do you do if your client is having big emotions in session. We get to demo that live.
And class. You know, the time tunneling technique, a couple of things real quick, is like, we always do that, you know, hey, if there was something I could do right now to help you get rid of that feeling forever, would you be interested? So, I mean, yep. It's always with permission, right? And they can opt out at any time. So just make sure everybody understands that. And the cool thing is, it's super high tech. It's one of the newest techniques in hypnotic age regression that has any power. It's just amazing power. And there's no induction. You just trigger. They've already got the emotion and you can go for it.
It's highly effective because, right, we're bringing their attention to a physical sense in their body. And you know, like, that is so powerful for so many clients. Why? Because they're feeling overwhelmed in that moment, or they're feeling a sensation in that moment. And then we can use the time tunneling technique to bring their attention to the sensation and bring their attention. Now we're going to assign variables to it that make it more, you know, draws the client in even more. And this is why we're getting such great results with our clients.
And what happens is everyone in the class becomes a true believer that their mouth is open. And then what's going to happen is everything we teach them about how to do age regression. And we talk about five path, and the second phase of five path is age regression. And so they go, oh, that's just like what you did with Elizabeth. That's right. Now you see how we're putting it all together. I'll skip ahead a little bit because we'll go too long. You want to say something about seventh path self-hypnosis?
Yeah, seventh path self-hypnosis. We've got to give our clients a way to continue the work that they're doing in between sessions. But beyond that, when our students are practicing seventh path self-hypnosis in class, they are having massive experiences, right? They're practicing it together. They're having insight. So it's not just about learning the technique or the strategy of hypnosis. Every single day, our students are sitting and practicing and getting insight and relief and feedback and interaction with seventh path self-hypnosis. And I've been practicing seventh path self-hypnosis for over 10 years. Love it. I love it.
That's one of the best reasons to take the course, the five path certification course with Eric or I. Is a lot of people, you know what? They want to work on something on themselves, and they're frustrated because they've tried their, you know, everybody else, and they still got a something. And another thing is they want to help their friends and family members, and you can teach them seven path, and they can have this ongoing, super powerful mind, body, spirit, emotion experience that transform their life permanently. I like to call it the very first antivirus software for the human mind. It will go in, find those programs, neutralize them, and then you can program yourself for success. Yeah. Awesome. Good. All right. So I got one more thing for you. Now, is your classes hybrid or all online?
Hybrid. But this latest class is all in person. And for some strange reason, I'm not quite sure why, but in general, yeah, it's hybrid. So we have folks joining us on Zoom all over North America. Usually every once in a while we get folks from Europe, but it's mostly North America. And so I love this though, Cal, because now our clients love the convenience of remote hypnosis. Our students and grads love the convenience of not having to have a physical space if they don't want to. Ever since COVID, more and more clients are open to remote hypnosis. They weren't really open to it quite as much before that. And so when we have folks joining us in a hybrid situation, now our students are getting practice and gaining skill and expertise and confidence with in-person hypnosis and remote hypnosis. So they leave the hypnosis, our hypnosis certification training, feeling confident working with someone in the office. Great, come on in. Or, you live across the country. Oh, I know exactly what to do. Let me help you get set up for Zoom and I can help you there too.
I've been doing these hybrid classes for like 15 years. And one of the things that's they're more important now than ever before, because, and I don't know of any other trainers except for the Five Path trainers, instructors, that are doing supervised practice every day of what they're learning in class. And they have the opportunity of hypnotizing people, testing them, doing convincers, doing age regression with people online. Because that is not the future. That is the now. If you're not able to provide and have experience and confidence with doing hypnosis sessions online, you are just so last century. Isn't that right, Eric?
Yeah. Now, there's still going to be some clients that want in person, but you've got to be able to do it online and feel confident doing it online. It works well. So absolutely. And you want to be able to feel like you have expertise or experience doing that, right? So we'll spend, half the time of the hands-on or supervised training, they're going to be with someone remotely, and the other half they'll probably be in person, right? So they'll get experience with both.
Awesome. I'm looking at my timer. Do you want to squeeze anything in before we wrap it up?
I do. I just want to say one thing. I think that when we're thinking about really good hypnosis training, and we did talk about the strategy and Seventh Path and other things, but we really have to talk about the strategy of clients. So I just want to keep this really short, but single sessions do not work. Please, if you are considering entering into a hypnosis profession where their model is a single hypnosis session, that's going to stress you out. And that's really over the top for a client to say, hey, you've been struggling with this for 20 years, but hey, one single session with me and we're going to fix everything. Now, we know that it often takes more because there's layers, right? And so the client is going to shift and grow and shift and grow. So we're going to see our clients for 5 sessions minimum, usually. That means we get to see them for 5 weeks. We're going to do 100% hypnosis with them, right, Cal?
That's right. You remember like the rock and roll bands called a one-hit wonder, right? Well, yeah. I call hypnotists to do one session work, one session wonders. They do one session and then wonder if their client ever changed, but we always have the follow-up so that we know that when we're done with them, we are done done with that issue. Now, if they want to go on to issue number 2 or something, then right. That's wonderful. Awesome.
I just think it's unfair to the client because the clients think that they're going to get this problem solved in a single session. And then they wonder, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Oh, I couldn't just stop drinking or stop eating the food after one session. What's wrong with me? It's not fair to the clients.
Let me say this. If you guys have made it this far, mm-hmm. if you haven't clicked like, share, or left a comment, whether you agree with us or disagree with us, we never edit these. If I mess up, I just mess up. You got to be honest with yourself and your people, right? So yeah, if you have a comment, agree, disagree, put it down, and we want to hear from you. And we always take that in consideration when we make new videos. All right. So when's your next class?
Very soon. So next week and then July, middle of July, we're going to be right here in Bellingham. So that's going to be a great class.
If they called your office right now, would they be able to still get in your class for next week?
They would, but they're going to have to do some pre-work really fast. So they'd have to be really ready to go. There is enough time. If someone's really ready to go, they can do the pre-work in time, but we want to make sure all of our students are coming in, not at 0% hypnosis, but a little, ready to go. So yes, there is time.
If they want to learn more, what website you want to give them?
CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. Everything is right there. CascadeHypnosisTraining.com.
There you go. And thanks, Eric. Hey, so I am Banyan Hypnosis Career Training and I.com. And I've also got April 28th. So my next one's coming up real quick. And then also September So April 28th to May 4th is the very, very next one. And then after that, I got September 18th to 14th. These are all 2024. We're in the process of scheduling maybe a third one for the fall or winter, the best thing you can do. And if you're watching this like a year from now, 2 years from now, God willing, I'll still be here trading and so will Erica. And you can just go to our websites and get the latest information. All right, wrap it up, Erica.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us here today. Hypnosis is such a wonderful way to explore how you could live more freely and happily. And I have to say that Cal Banyan is the master. It is an honor to be connected with you, Cal. Since I've been in hypnosis for 10 years, I've helped hundreds of people and hundreds of students. They've helped hundreds of people. So it's a great honor to be here and share with the world how powerful hypnosis is when you do it well. So thank you.
Well, Erica, you're like our leading trainer. You've won and received just about every certification award that the Five Path International Association of Professionals puts out. And so you are the epitome of one of our five pathers as an example to everyone. All right, with that, Cal Banyan signing out.